Hey everyone, welcome to episode 14 of the BPM podcast. My name is Bill. 2 weeks ago, I reviewed Disturbed's most recent album, Evolution. This week, we visit the year 2017. Get Out broke box office records, Taylor Swift dropped Reputation, and Kendrick Lamar released Damn. But what also happened in 2017 was heavy metal band Fozzy releasing their latest album, Judas. The album came out on October 13th, 2017, and received pretty favorable reviews. Dr. A.N. Greer, clever, of AngryMetalGuy.com said, quote, Judas is one of the more fluid albums the band has ever put to tape. It flows the way you'd want a rock album to flow. Fozzy formed in Atlanta, Georgia in 1999 by lead singer Chris Jericho. Yes, if you are a wrestling fan or even just heard his name in passing, you probably recognize it. Chris Jericho wrestled all across the world for all the major promotions, including ECW, WCW, WWF, or E, and now AEW. His longevity in the wrestling business is amazing on its own, but having a successful rock band as well takes a lot of strength, both mental and physical. Jericho described the band as, quote, if Metallica and Journey had a bastard child, it would be Fozzy. Fozzy's first two albums featured all cover songs. It wasn't until their third album that had a majority of original tracks. There are some covers mixed in, but the band started to develop their own style at this point. Jericho and lead guitarist Rich Ward are the longest-serving members of the band, being with the band since 1999. Judas features 11 songs for a total of 41 minutes and 35 seconds. It's a solid rock album. Fozzy plays it safe, but that's their bread and butter. There were four singles released from the album, three coming before the album's release, and one of those has been Jericho's wrestling theme song for the last 3 to 4 years. In that sense, it's a bit overplayed, but hearing a bunch of fans singing it along when he comes out, in almost unison, is a great feeling. Now, I've sporadically listened to Fozzy throughout the years, so I don't have a favorite album. There are a couple of songs off of each album that I've enjoyed, including their first big hit, Enemy, and their cover of ABBA's SOS, and a couple other songs off their previous albums. I saw Fozzy in concert a couple weeks ago, which is why I'm doing this review. They've come around my area a couple times before, but I either forgot or had plans and missed the show. They announced another tour for this year, and I noticed they were coming back to my area, so I decided to buy the ticket. They put on a great show, playing 14 songs in total. Jericho is definitely an entertainer, but he's not the best singer. Let's just say there's a reason why all the guitar players also have a microphone in front of them. However, I would check them out if they are playing near you. Fozzy has been working on a new album for a couple of years. The band signed with Sony Music, and they had something in the works in an album called 2020, but it was pushed back and the idea was scrapped. Their next album, Boombox, is set to release later this year. So with that out of the way, let's get on with the review. Judas. The title track became an anthem of Jericho in his wrestling world. It was a theme song to a couple of wrestling pay-per-views before becoming his entrance song. The song itself, as well as the album, has a lot of biblical themes to it, if that wasn't obvious based on the title. The chorus is fun to sing along to as well, and if you don't believe me, look up any video of Chris Jericho's entrance on YouTube. Drinking with Jesus. The tempo and the pacing of the lyrics gives me Ozzy Osbourne Black Sabbath vibes, like this song and Flying High Again sound very similar. Anyway, this is a song about how alcohol has become his only friend and as he's isolated himself from everyone else. Quote, no one but us, my friend, my lust, all alone and I'm drinking with Jesus. I made this bed, I lie in it, all alone and I'm drinking with Jesus. Overall, it's a fun and entertaining song. Painless. The intro sounds like a slowed down version of Judas, but this song takes a bit of a darker turn based on the lower octave Jericho uses. The song is about a bad relationship and how they are just numbing you to the pain while slowly killing you in the meantime. Quote, killing me one breath at a time, caught in your web, I'm paralyzed, so go on and lay me down to rest, you make it painless, painless. Whether Jericho was overproduced or not, I like the vocals of the song, there's emotion, struggle, like he's just ready to give up, and it's another solid song. Weight of My World. I'm not sure how I feel about this song, it's got a pop thing going on with all the woes in the background and just the simplified lyrics. But what I gather from the lyrics overall is that he sees himself as a burden and is asking those around him if they could support him as he struggles. Wordsworth Way. The song starts off slow and eerie with the synthesizer playing in the background, like a very Halloween-style song. Jericho is also singing in a lower octave again. The song is about his mother, specifically her death, and how he wants to get the good memories back. Quote, help me find the way to get back from where I came to a time when everything was beautiful. And I couldn't imagine going through what Jericho has gone through, and props to him for performing this song. And the title is a reference to the street he grew up on. Burn Me Out. Right away, I like the sound of this song. I still get Ozzy vibes from it, but it's not as much as the other song. I like the style of the chorus as well. There's like a dance techno essence to it. Hearing it live, it's one of those songs that fans will stomp their feet to during the verse and pump their fists during the chorus. Just a very welcoming song to the crowd. 3 Days in Jail. I like the drums of this song. That's the first thing that stood out to me. They create a chaotic feeling, like just something is about to happen. The song is about going through isolation and how it can affect your mental state. Quote, "Here I go spinning out of control at the end of my rope. Now I'm sitting in a cell like a time bomb ticking. 1, 2, 3 days in jail. All alone, only one way to go. From the bottom, I know. Now I'm sitting in a cell like a time bomb ticking. 1, 2, 3 days in jail." The second verse features rapper Hiro the Hero, which I'm not familiar with, but I do like the switch from rock to rap. Depending on the artists involved, the two genres can work well together, and I think they do a good job in this song. Elevator. I like the style and tempo of this song, the dun-un-dun-un beat. It's like a double note to it. The song itself is about getting high, hence elevator. Things have been bad for so long that the only way he feels good is to do drugs. There's a couple set of lyrics here. "We've all been down, there's only one way out. Well, put your faith in me, because I've got the golden key. So wave goodbye, I'm going to get you high." Just another enjoyable song. Running with the Bulls. The triple beats and the fast tempo create a sense of anxiety and excitement. The song talks about facing your fears and not letting them weigh you down. And the problems overall are not as big as they seem, and life will be okay. And I think that's a pretty good message. Capsized. I like the heaviness from this song. It's more metal than classic rock, especially compared to the rest of the album. The song is about life crushing down on people and not being able to continue on. Quote, "Till I find out who I am, I'm waiting for the end to come and take me under." Later on in the song, "If tomorrow comes, can I keep holding on or let this storm I've made wash it all away?" Another easy listen. And the last song, Wolves at Bay. The song was a solid choice to end the album. It's in your face and it's just ready to go. The song is about humiliation and punishment one can take before they start to act out and snap. Quote, "I'm the outcast, thought you could outlast. I've had enough, there's only so much I could take." Overall, people do a pretty good job of hiding the stuff that bothers them. However, everyone does have their own breaking point when it becomes too much and they don't know what else to do but snap. Like I said earlier, Fozzy isn't breaking any new ground in rock music with this album. It's a fun album though, with pretty basic formula for most of the songs, and it's a quick listen that won't really offend anyone. If you have any recommendations for me, you can email me at bpivots@gmail.com or tweet at me at Mr. _Piv1127. Until then, stay safe and keep rocking.